You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. I needed that yesterday. 31-0. The Eagles over the Las Vegas Raiders. That was, we haven't seen a game like that since, well, I guess it was October when the Eagles beat
them. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. A great win by the Eagles yesterday. Well, I'll say a good win over a terrible team. But
I mean, you did what you had to do, man.
It was great because we needed it, right? The way they played, the dominance they played with the quarterback, the defense, it was all good. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, you know, I was at the game yesterday, right? And it's something that was on my heart that I got to say something about. You know, sitting in the suite, you know, they have these nice little spread out. Mm-hmm. It's like the nice little accoutrement drinks and everything.
What'd you get?
They had this nice, it was like a Philly stack. It was called the Philly stack. You know, the boss was up there. Yad was up there. And he said, hey, try the Philly stack. The Philly stack was great. But here's the thing. I know we have a lot of great guests and everything up there. Mm-hmm. But use the tongs, man. I mean, just use the tongs. Because, you know, there's a lot of folks that go around and just grab. You know, they like to finger the food. Stop that. Don't do that. That's not what you need to be doing with the food. Just use the tongs. And it just kind of makes it bad for everybody else. Just use the tongs.
Are you saying the tongs were there and they didn't use them?
Like, I saw people and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to eat that. Not going to eat that.
But, what is this, a pretzel or is this like a French fries?
Well, it was like a sandwich. It was like the, you talking about what happened? It was like the meats. They have like a nice little charcuterie board there, the new like charcuteries.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, dog. That's not for you. And you know,
this was your takeaway after a 31-0
victory. Yeah, because don't nobody know where your hands been, dog.
Yeah, I know.
It's cold outside. You probably sniffling and wiping your nose and grab.
I get
like,
it.
It's just nasty.
But don't we have
and
big,
slather Vaseline
like,
on me?
Use the tongs.
Don't we have just bigger fish to fry here, Douglas?
No, we took care of business.
31-0. Yes,
we took care of business.
Yes, they took care of us. All right, 215-592-9494. Your chance to react if you want to say, I told you so about the quarterback. Go ahead. He played really well yesterday. Really good game by Jalen Hurts. I was thrilled to see it because he needed it. The team needed it. Yesterday, it was about two things for me. The quarterback played really well in the three-plus quarters he was in. They dominated the game, obviously. He threw the touchdown to A.J., and they got him out of the game after his knee got a little banged up. But Jalen played well. I thought he ran the ball effectively. The 3rd and 12 where he ran it was a really good run. For the most part, he was on point. Really good game by him. He needed it. I needed it. They needed it. And the quarterback played a really good game. Then the defense. I mean, that's dominance. I mean, that is – you might go another 30 years before you see an Eagles defense hold a team. And I will call them loosely an NFL team, but hold an NFL team to 75 yards of offense. They had yesterday 1.8 yards per play. That game was over immediately. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas, how you feeling about what you saw? Are the Eagles back, or is it just the Raiders?
It was the Raiders, though.
Oh,
I mean, listen, a win is a win, and I will never take that away from, you know, the Eagles or anything like that. But let's be honest, it was a much needed dub,
mm-hmm.
and it puts you on the road to getting this offense fixed. Bottom line,
yes.
But you take the dub.
That's it. That's all you got for me on 31-0. 31-0, Hugh. Excellent.
No, I mean, it was good. Good job. Took care of business.
Fire you! Fire you!
All jokes aside, on the fire Hugh Chance earlier. I think we have to acknowledge how bad that team was, right? They played what I think is the worst team in football. I think it's fair to say it. It's fair to acknowledge it on all parts, right? The offense and the defense, they got to beat up on the worst team in football. Before the show, I was comparing it to like when a Georgia or Alabama gets to play like Medford or something in the middle of their SEC schedule. It's like they won 56-0. All right. But I did see some things yesterday that made me feel way better about this team than I have in a long time. Number one, Jalen Hurts just needed to see the ball go through the hoop. He needed to play well. He needed to have some sort of I needed to have confidence in him. I mean, last week I sat here and said if he played that bad again, I'd get him off the field. I didn't want to feel that, but that's the way I felt. Yesterday, watching him, all right, he's got his legs back under him. Hopefully we get a better version of Jalen Hurts in the last three games into the playoffs. So that gives me a lot of hope for what they could become. And the other part is the defense. For the most part, this defense has carried them all year. You know, they had a tough day against Chicago. They had a tough second half against the Cowboys. But really, I think a lot of that was they were just dead tired because the offense kept going three and out. Most of these games, you go back now to Minnesota, Giants, Packers, Lions, early in the Cowboy game, Bear game, they weren't good, but Chargers, and now yesterday. This defense has held their own for a long time. That's a Super Bowl defense you watched yesterday. That's a defense that could win playoff games. And I love to see it. So for that reason, Hugh, I know it was the Raiders, but there's some elements that feel like I can start to think they're coming back. The
and
defense.
That's fine. And yeah. That's fine. And that's how you should feel. That's what wins do because the Raiders are a professional football team. You know, and you know, when people talk about they were out there tanking and everything like that, that might have been true. But still, they came out there. They gave you the opportunity to work on some of the things you needed to work on. We got Dallas Goedert involved in the offense, which I think was a great look. And you built from that. You built from that.
Well, they can, and they should build from it because they get to play the Commanders twice the last 3 weeks of the season. So they could get this thing moving forward before the postseason. 215-592-9494 to hop in, react with us. Your feeling, your reaction to the win yesterday, as easy of a win as we've had around here in a very long time. That was a dominant effort. Again, I mean, you could go 30 years before seeing a game where the Eagles have basically, what, was close to 100 yards? Yeah, they had 312 more yards than their opponent. 387 to 75. My goodness. All right, let's hear from the coach. Let's hear from the quarterback after yesterday's game. Let's start with Nick Sirianni talking about Jalen Hurts and how resilient his quarterback is.
You played to your offensive potential.
No doubt we had a good offense and defensive game, good team performance. Excited to be able to do that and look to build upon that.
Jalen's case, what did he show you today?
Yeah, like I said, he's resilient, always has been resilient, and I thought he was really good running the offense, being in command out there, just making good decisions with the football, good runs. He had a good game.
Hugh, what did you think of Jalen specifically yesterday?
I think he played well. He had some plays that he made with his legs. He helped extend plays a lot of times. And he looked pretty good yesterday.
I thought he played well. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was clearly his best game since the Giants game back in late October. You know, it was better than we've seen him play in any of these games since. He needed it. I thought he played well. We're on the two parts of the game yesterday, the two parts of the team that played well, the offense, the defense, right? Hurts versus the defense. I would say I am more bullish on their chances to really be this kind of defense than I am convinced the offense is fully back. That's Jalen played well. He needed it. He threw the ball 15 times. Good job by him. Good game yesterday. But this is where it's like, I hope yesterday's a building block. You know, I feel the defense is good. Yesterday they got to put on a show against a terrible offense. The offense is where I need to see more before I'm fully back on board.
Yeah, the offense, but I told you, they went above and beyond what I thought they were going to do. 21 points. I told you yesterday, if you get 21 points,
yeah,
that would be enough to win, and obviously yesterday it was.
Well, they could have probably scored 40 if they wanted to. I mean, they called the dogs off late in the game, and they even almost tried to, they almost scored again, but then they got stopped on the fourth down with like 2 minutes to go in the game. All right, let's hear from the quarterback, Jalen Hurts. He was the subject of a lot of conversation last week, but he really wanted to talk about the defense that played their butt off yesterday. Here's Jalen.
Great defensive performance. I don't think that's something that you can dismiss or undervalue, not look forward to give up 75 total yards of offense and lead the game with a goose egg on the board. You couldn't ask for nothing more. So glad we were able to compliment them on the other side of the ball today.
I think that's the perfect word for it. The offense was the compliment to the defense. I mean, the defense really, it almost felt like the Raiders had an inability to get a first down most of that game. It was total dominance by the defense. A get-right game. How's everyone feeling this morning? 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn, are the Eagles back?
You know, I feel really good after that game.
Yeah?
And I know it was just the Raiders. It's Brock Bowers, Max Crosby, and then might as well just be me and you out there.
It's the closest thing to that in the league. Yeah, they're
like,
terrible.
I mean, they are brutal, but they beat them 31-0. Like, that's what a good team does to a team that's bad. That bad.
You beat them because they're bad.
And I think now we are looking at, like, 3 weeks in a row of the offense as a whole, I think, starting to look better and trend in the right direction. The last domino to fall was the quarterback starting to play well. And he really played well in that game yesterday. So, like, now, look, they're going to have a few more opportunities to continue to get right offensively. They'll have the Commanders. You know, we'll see what happens against Buffalo. But you have two games that you should win, and the offense should play well against inferior teams. And then, you know, all of a sudden, we might be talked about as that team that's going into the postseason as, like, the team nobody wants to play. Because they're the defending Super Bowl champions. They have experience. They've done it before. The defense is really good. And, like, I feel good. I just do.
Well, if we get Jalen Hurts to play good football, then I think everything you just said there is going to be the way people talk about it. Like, if Jalen's playing well heading into the postseason, I could already see, you know, one of these people on TV somewhere saying, you know, the Eagles have Vic Fangio. They have a pass rush. Yeah. They have a secondary. If Jalen Hurts is playing like this, they can make some noise.
We've compared him to, like a power hitter in baseball. Like, when he's on, he's on.
Yep.
He might, like, we could be seeing where he starts to come on. And that would be huge. Like, it's the right time for that to happen.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. No, I agree. No, I'm listening.
You going to rain on our parade today?
Well, he started when it's just the Raiders. I know when you want to say something.
I'm not saying anything, Joe. You do have to. I mean, well, I have to say something, but
you got to say words.
Yeah, words.
We do need words out of you.
Words are a part of what we do on a daily basis.
You're letting us down easy, saying it's just the Raiders.
I'm just saying, man. Like, it's a good start.
I might need to have Battle clip that part and put it in our return. Words are part of what we do.
Yeah, words are what we do.
It is a talk show. No, that is true.
It's a good win, man. It's a good win, and it's something that puts you in position to build off of. That's what it's about right now. You got to build off of this because we know what this offense looks like and what this offense has been. And that's the slump buster that you need.
That's the good word for it. You know what yesterday was? Yesterday was an exhale game. Mm-hmm. Everyone can exhale. I mean, that last week, no one was exhaling, including myself. Frustrated, upset, you know, confused at where the season was going. But yesterday, and we'll get more to it as the show goes on, the Cowboys also lost last night, right? Like, so all this stuff about collapse, all this stuff about what are we even going to be, it's out the window now. I mean, the Eagles, let's be very clear, the Eagles will go to Washington on Saturday and a victory, and they win the division. That's it. Then it's just about health and seeding and how they want to play the last 2 weeks of the season and all that kind of stuff. But yesterday, they got off the schneid. They won a game. Their quarterback played well for the first time since the month of October. It was great to see.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And this defense, that's what really has me feeling like Kyle could be right on this. And we could enter January with that kind of feeling like, hey, don't count us out. Because that defense is just enormous, even without Jalen Carter. I mean, their linebackers are awesome. Up front, they have waves of defensive linemen to throw at you. And that secondary with Cooper and Quinyon, it's blanket cover. It's like no people just don't get open. 215-592-9495. Let's go to the phone lines here. React to everything as the Eagles win 31-0. Your reaction to the game and how the quarterback played after a week where there was a lot of consternation about the quarterback. Matt in Germantown is up. Hey, Matt.
What's up, Diehard Joe? Cowboy Bebop Kyle over there with that mustache. And we got Humble Hugh this morning.
Little Humble Hugh.
Nathan. Honestly, it's going to be what I said initially as one of the Jalenites. I'm willing to die with the ship. And the captain ain't let me down. And this going to be a good get-right game. It was what it was. And now we're going to build off of it. Hugh, where do you see us going, Hugh? You're a little quiet. It's a little unsettling here.
I think that they're trending in the right direction. There's a lot of work to be done. And next week will be another test. I think that, you know, for the most part, you started it off well. Now you have to go down to Washington to play the Commodores, and that's another layer that you add onto this cake. Just keep going on. Yeah, just keep it going.
I got one question that I'm getting out of here. He was the insider of the year, in my opinion, seeing as how you've been called the Chiefs not making the playoffs. What do you hear inside the building of NovaCare? Are they being quelmed, or somebody else got a Brutus, E2 Brutus moment waiting to happen?
I think everybody's in a good place right now. That's what I'm hoping for. Hopefully we've weathered this storm and we can get this thing going, you know?
Okay. Well, yeah, I think Kyle's out here. He's switching sides. Just know that, y'all. He's a bandwagoneer, okay?
What are you talking about?
They won yesterday.
Hold on. No. Enough. There's no switching sides. When they play badly, I talk about how they play badly. Yeah. And when they play well, I react to them playing well. What do you want?
You want
me to lie?
You got what you wanted. I'm a Jalenite.
Yes!
He gave you what you
God
wanted.
God forbid!
But didn't we all get what we wanted?
I am an Eagles fan.
You got what you asked for. You were in that mustache.
No.
Yes!
Hold on. Matt. Let's just be clear about this. Today is the day to have some... Now, if you want to... You want to puff your chest out as a Jalen guy, you're welcome to do that. The phone lines are open for you all day, and Jalen played well yesterday.
Right.
So, great.
All we are is honest.
Yes.
When he plays badly, we say it. When he plays well, he plays well.
Also, I'll just be clear about what I said last week. I said if he continued to play the way he had for 5 weeks, I would consider putting him down, sitting him down on the bench. He didn't play like that yesterday.
And thank God, by the way.
Yeah, he played good football.
It would be a disaster if he played badly against the Raiders.
My wish was never to see Tanner McKee, Matt. My wish was that Jalen... My wish was for good quarterback play. Let's just call it for what it is. We got it yesterday from the guy that we're supposed to get it from. Jalen played really well. Now, the game... He made a bunch of plays early on, and they ended the game, right? That was one of those, it was kind of circa back to 2022 where he didn't have to play the fourth quarter. They dominate so much. He plays so well early. Get him out of the game. Make sure nobody gets hurt. They have a short week this week, so I didn't need the volume stats. I didn't need any of that. He played well, 15 throws, boom. He had the 3 touchdowns, 2 nice shovel passes to Goddard, and of course the big one to AJ late in the game to kind of put the exclamation point. But Jalen did a good job. I like the fact that his legs were part of it. Hopefully his knee's okay, but overall, really good day yesterday for Jalen Hurts. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
Joe, you got what you wanted yesterday.
I did.
Think about it. You got a big Eagles win.
Yep.
Jalen played great. and your backup quarterback got in the game.
It really was the perfect day.
Trifecta.
When you think about it, Jeff. By 3:20, I was sitting there like, you know what? This is over. Yeah. Like, literally, the game was over at like 3. It was one of the quickest games I could ever remember.
You know what stat stood out to me the most? Mm. First of all, the defense is definitely back on track. But one of the main reasons why they're back on track is yesterday's third down efficiency. We were, 10 for 13 or something like that? Like, dude, when you convert that many third downs, you're staying on the field. The defense doesn't have to keep chasing all day. And I think that was the biggest issue with when the defense had those couple of bad games, was the fact that we didn't convert on third down, and Jalen wasn't playing well, the offensive line wasn't doing well. You know what I mean?
Jeff, I agree.
Those things matter.
You're right. It was 10 to 13, and if you kind of just think back to the defense evolving, let's say since the middle of October, right? They had a bad day against the Giants, and then they played pretty well against the Vikings, Giants again, Packers, Lions, and then they had a couple of hiccups, right? You could say Dallas and then Chicago, but both of those, I think, are what you're speaking of, which is they were kind of worn out, and now they've gotten back on track against the Chargers and obviously the Raiders. For the most part, this has been a good defense for 2 months now.
We don't have to score 30 points a game when we convert that many third downs. You just have to keep control of the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like if you control the ball and keep your defense off the field, they stay fresh, and you can win, like you said, we can win games by scoring 21 points.
Yeah, that's it.
And this year, the way teams are playing, there's no clear-cut dominant team. So that's a formula to get into the Super Bowl, if you ask me.
Well, you know what it is? And, Jeff, for the first time in a few weeks, I could see it, where it's definitely a formula to make a run, right? Like, now, at some point, I think they're going to have to be on their P's and Q's offensively, like to go beat the Rams in L.A., let's say, in a title game. But the way this defense is, Jeff, they're going to have a real chance to win a game or two, even if the offense isn't great. That's how. And they don't have Jalen Carter, Jeff. A good phone call, man. That's probably the best thing about the defense yesterday is they didn't even have their best defensive player, and they still completely dominated.
Yeah, shout out to BG, man, for being the oldest cat in the NFL ever to get like two sacks in a game.
I think the oldest since Bruce Smith.
Yeah, that's big. Shout out to BG, man.
Yeah, now BG.
Represent for the old cats, man.
How about BG's last 2 weeks, I guess, because of the injury to Jalen Carter? He's been playing inside. He's playing defensive tackle.
Yeah, man, and he's doing his thing. Shout out to BG. That was pretty cool.
Great job by him. Jack in Mount Holly. What's up, Jack?
Hey, good morning, folks. Hey, yesterday, perfect day for chili, I might add, if anybody has. It was a guy this morning, yesterday morning, and I'm like, listen, I'm on the fence. I don't want to create a battle here, but I think a really good team beat up on the littlest kid in the schoolyard, and I want to see more. I mean, I was talking to your producer before I got on, and to straighten me out, like, what do I tell my friends and say, hey, a win's a win, but they seem like, this is their path to the Super Bowl, and I don't agree, so can you guys set me straight? How should I respond?
Well, Jack, I think it's one of those things where both things are true. I mean, like, they played well yesterday. They did, like you said, they beat up on the little kid on the schoolyard. It's probably the worst team in pro football right now. But there's some things in there I think we could pick out and say if this is a sign of things to come, we're in good shape. I mean, the defense, Jack, has played well for the better part of 2 months, and it was the most they've gone under center with Jalen since Sirianni became the head coach. I mean, and I think they're better under center. So I saw some signs yesterday that make me feel like we're going to have a good January, even though it was a bad team they played.
You know what, Jack? You can feel the way that you feel, man. But at the end of the day, a win is a win. The Raiders are a professional football team. I know some people might argue about that, just like Joe's doing it. But you take them as you get them. Now, there's a lot of work to be done, but let's enjoy this week. And the truth of the matter is we have another week of work to get done, to get better. And the good thing about it is we got that nasty taste out of our mouth. We got that L out of our mouth. So, yeah.
All right. Listen, I got a roll. I love you guys. Enjoy your day. And let's see what happens.
Go Birds!
You got it, Jack. Good day yesterday. Yes. I think that's a fair way to put it. I mean, it's a building block kind of game. They got off. We just needed to get that taste out of their mouth. I mean, out of our mouth.
Yeah, you just got to get a win, man. Yeah. Just got to win. Get a win. And that's where I was at with it. And you scored more points than you scored in a long time. You take that with a grain of salt. But you also revel in the win. You celebrate the win because, regardless, wins are hard to come by. And if we're being honest, people are a little nervous going into this game playing against the Raiders. They're a little nervous.
Well, I mean, I think everyone was nervous just because the Eagles' offense had been so bad for so long. Like, you know what yesterday was? Can they score against anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or was it just they had maybe played some teams that were pretty good? Right? We could be real about it. They faced five teams in a row that all are decent or better. Right? Yeah. They're all decent or better. The Lions, decent. Packers, pretty good. Now they lost Parsons, though, which is obviously going to change their season. The Cowboys, decent, although not good, as we saw again last night. And then they faced the Bears, who are a good team, and the Chargers, who are a good team. So that they faced a tough run of opponents with some short weeks in there. I think the question we all had was, is it just a portion of a difficult schedule over the course of a long year, or can they just not score? Hugh, yesterday we got to put that to rest. They're not... There's some life still here on this offense. It's a matter of, like you said, building on it, and can they keep doing it? Was yesterday the first of more to come?
Yeah, and if you look at the offense yesterday, there were simple concepts. You know what I'm saying? Rolling out,
yep.
You know, getting the ball out of his hands quickly. There still was some crossing patterns that they did, and they got the tight end more involved in the game. So it was nothing earth-shattering, but it was different than what it's been. And just by adding those little wrinkles in the offense – that helped the offense be better. You know, it was not the same under center, shotgun type situation, you know, a couple guys in the routes. There was a conscious effort to get Dallas Goedert more involved in this offense, and they did that.
Yeah, I love the way the offense looked yesterday. Now, I know that it looked efficient because they were playing a bad team, but I like that. The under center stuff, running the football, I know they got a lead, but to me, the formula is more of what we saw yesterday in terms of run the ball and play defense. And it's asked Jalen to throw it 15 or 20, 22 times. I mean, like what we saw Monday, that's not the Eagles that I've seen win a lot of games the last few years. I like the idea of yesterday's game and the way they did it philosophically. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone call's coming up. We'll get your reaction to the win. We haven't had a montage in a while. We'll hear it. The best of how it sounded yesterday on WIP. Plus Jalen Hurts feeling himself after the win yesterday. We'll hear more from the quarterback after the game. That's up next. Your phone calls as well. It is the Midday Show on a Victory Monday on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.